And it is now 5 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you here on Sunday nights for the past 34 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. Now, here's a listener named Barb from Mount Pleasant who has been there for all 34 years that I've been here on Sunday nights spinning blues and soul music. I appreciate Barb dropping me a line to let me know she's listening tonight. I also heard from Richard up in Alpena and enjoying the great cuts tonight on my Blues Hall of Fame feature show. And I also heard from Richard in Redmond, Oregon. And we'll hear, he enjoyed the Aretha Franklin cuts, blues cuts, and soul cuts earlier in the show. We're going to turn to two more tunes from Aretha during the 10 o'clock hour. And he says he really misses being a part of the Juke Joint program when he used to come on and do B3 Blues, along with some Stax and Volt recordings. So I appreciate him letting me know he's listening from Redmond, Oregon. Heard from the assistant general manager of WCMU, Jim Rademacher, who is enjoying the show. And I appreciate him letting me know he's listening. And I heard from Robin. She said she used to listen in Cross Village and Goodhart, but for the last 21 years, she's been listening in East Jordan. Sound like she's been listening since nearly the beginning. And I do appreciate that, Robin. Thanks for taking the time to drop me a line. John Elbers is listening and enjoying the Elmore James from Rockford, Illinois. Thanks, John. And Keith in Millington, who collects Blue 78s, said he really enjoyed hearing the St. Louis Blues by Bessie Smith, which will be going into the Blues Hall of Fame. And finally, Rich, Cousin Rich in Burton, said he's enjoying listening to the music while he's working on his latest Facebook blog. I appreciate that, Cousin Rich. Thanks so much for taking the time to let me know you're out there. Well, let's return to Connie Curtis Creighton, who became known as Pee Wee Creighton from near Austin, Texas. And right after the war, World War II, he was out in California and he connected with T-Bone Walker, who became his mentor, and Leo Fender of the Fender Guitar Company. Leo Fender presented Pee-wee with a prototype of the Stratocaster guitar and amplifier. Well, Pee-wee and his pal T-Bone Walker always made headlines together. They had Battles of the Blues on the guitar. Wish I could have attended one of those. Pee-wee died in Los Angeles in 1985. And we lost a great one. Here he is for the VJ label. Guitar and vocals, The Telephone Is Ringing.
Well, the telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. The telephone is ringing, and my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer, because I know what's on my mind. Well, she called me last night, round about 9 o'clock. Clean house, daddy. Your mama's coming home to rock. We'll be right back.
I say the telephone ringing, and my baby's on the line. Telephone ringing, woo, and my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even ask her, because I know what's on her mind.
Man, I love that tune. We're going to hear another Pee Wee Creighton tune, but I love the line in there. She said, she called up and she said, "Clean home, Daddy, because Mama's coming home to rock." Love it. Pee Wee Creighton. Now, let's turn to a tune titled Tie It Down. That was Blues Hall of Famer Pee Wee Creighton on the guitar, and that was a tune titled Tie It Down, and we opened up with The Telephone Is Ringing, and he will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame posthumously next Wednesday evening in Memphis, Tennessee. Big ceremony. One of these years I am going to fork over the money that it takes to get there, $125 a plate, as I recall, and the very next night is the annual Blues Music Awards. So on back-to-back nights, the Blues Music Awards is a little cheaper to attend that. Anyway, a little while ago, I was playing blues classics that will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. And I heard from Mr. Charlie out there on Coldwater Lake, and he said while he was had his Sunday night blues jam, he's a musician of the highest order. Anyway, he was performing a blues jam down in Marathon Key in Florida. And he said during the winter, he said, we played the St. Louis Blues. We played Every Day I Have the Blues, Rolling Stone, and Shake Your Money Maker. I guess that's why they are considered classics, because they are still being performed. Right you are, Mr. Charlie. I appreciate taking the time to drop me a line. 10:16 here at the Juke Joint, and now I'm going to return to Count Basie. Now, Count Basie worked with a variety of singers. He worked with Jimmy Rushing. We heard Jimmy singing earlier. He was known as Mr. 5x5, 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide. He also worked, Count Basie worked with Billie Holiday, Helen Humes, and Joe Williams with the Basie Unit. Well, back in 1938 and 39, John Hammond organized a very important concert at Carnegie Hall in December of those years. And those concerts were titled From Spirituals to Swing. He wanted Robert Johnson to appear at the 1938 one. However, Robert Johnson had been poisoned to death several months earlier. He also wanted Bessie Smith to be on the bill. Bessie Smith died in a car accident, died from the injuries in a car accident. So he missed out on two of those giants. So he brought in people like Sonny Terry, Big Bill Brunzi, Count Basie, the Boogie Woogie Boys, as they were known, Mead Lux Lewis, Albert Ammons, and Pete Johnson. He brought in Mitchell's Christian Singers, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and numerous others. Well, let's turn to a couple of Count Basie's performances. He's on the piano here. In fact, John Hammond, the man who organized this back in 1938 and 39, is on stage as the MC. I'm going to let him do the introduction.
One of the shyest men in jazz is Count Basie. And it's almost impossible ever to get him to play a whole piano solo. Tonight, we have a treat in store for you, because he's going to play I Ain't Got Nobody, accompanied by Joe Jones on drums and Walter Page on bass.
Thank you.
when I first heard Count Basie's band in 1936 at the Reno Club in Kansas City, it was just a small nine-piece band, and it had as featured trumpet player Lips Page. Lips is one of the great trumpet players of the world, and unfortunately he never did come east with Basie, but became a band leader himself. Tonight, we are going to have a reunion between Lips Page and his old boss, Count Basie, for the first time since Kansas City. Here is Lips playing a blues with the Basie Band.
Hot Lips Page with the Count Basie Band back in 1938, 2 days before Christmas in 1938 at Carnegie Hall as part of the wonderful and landmark concert titled From Spirituals to Swing. Hot Lips Page on the trumpet, and that was a tune titled Blues with Lips, as in Hot Lips Page. And we opened up with the Count Basie Band, a small version of the Count Basie Band on a tune titled I Ain't Got Nobody. Well, let's turn to two more tunes for Aretha Franklin, who will be from Aretha Franklin, who will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame this Wednesday evening posthumously. She died last August, and a huge loss. And she left us a wonderful musical legacy of gospel, soul, jazz, and blues. I didn't have this recording, so my friend David Ginsberg passed this along to me. He says, here, I'll loan this to you for your use and your tribute to Aretha. And it's two songs from her tribute to Dinah Washington, who was known in the late 1940s and early 1950s as the Queen of the Blues. She was also known as the Queen of the Jukeboxes, because jukebox play even had its own charts for a few years. That's how important jukebox play was. So, this is Aretha's tribute to Dinah Washington. But first, I'm going to spin this.
Hello, this is Governor Jennifer Granholm. You're listening to the best blues and soul music at the Juke Joint with the Duke of Juke, Robert Barkley, here on CMU Public Radio. Robert, please spin something for me by Aretha.
Morning. fast. Champagne every night. I want a midnight snack for every man that I invite. I'm an evil gal. Don't you mess around with me. No. So goodbye, baby. I'm gonna set you free. Well, if you wanna be happy, honey, don't you mess around with me. Yeah. I said if you wanna be happy, don't you mess around with me. No. Cause I'll empty your pockets and I'll fill you with misery. Yeah, yeah, I'm evil.
By request of former Governor Jennifer Granholm, she said, "Robert, play me something by Aretha." Of course, she's going into the Blues Hall of Fame posthumously. That was from Aretha's tribute to Dinah Washington, and we just heard a tune titled The Evil Gal Blues. Prior to that, we heard Aretha singing Dinah's Nobody Knows the Way I Feel This Morning. The liner notes are so tiny, and I don't have my magnifying glass. I can't tell you who was playing the organ on that particular those two tracks for the Columbia label back in 1963. Unforgettable, a tribute to Dinah Washington by Aretha Franklin from 1963. So thanks to David Ginsburg of Mount Pleasant for sharing his copy of this record so I could spin it for you here on the Juke Joint broadcast. It is now about 21 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. 21 minutes more of blues for you. Taking this up to 11 o'clock when Mike Johnson comes in with Destination Out. Well, let's return to Ida Cox. I mentioned to you earlier, it's unclear when she was born, sometime in the 1880s. And she lived to the age of 67 when she died. No, when she died in 1967. Now, in interviews, she said the highlights of her career were appearing with Jelly Roll Morton at the 81 Theater in Atlanta. Atlanta was her favorite city, by the way. With King Oliver at the Grand Theater in Chicago. With the Count Basie Band at Spirituals to Swing in Carnegie Hall. And she also appeared and sang on the Queen Mary Ocean Liner in Nova Scotia, Canada. She died in 1967. Let's turn to two more tunes from her, and we're going to open up with something from 1940. Ida Cox, Blues Hall of Famer, this Wednesday night in Memphis. I ain't gonna let nobody break my heart.
I studied love psychology. Started it from A to Z. I know what your jive is before you start. Nobody loves jive, gonna break my heart. I ain't gonna let nobody break my heart. Gonna keep my heart like I got it from the start. I ain't gonna let nobody love jive me. Gonna keep myself from all jive misery. Love my loving, yes I'm brave, but I won't be no love slave. You love me, I love you, you quit me, I quit you. I ain't gonna be no toy for drivers are. nobody's gonna break my heart.
And a way of my own. When my man start kicking, I let him find another home. I get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night, go home and put my man out if he don't act right. Wild women don't worry. Wild women don't have no. Get nothing by being an angel child. You'd better change your ways and get real wild. I want to tell you something, I wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that ever get by.
Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. That was a tune written and sung by Ida Cox, who will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame posthumously this Wednesday evening in Memphis, Tennessee. Sapphire the Uppity Blues Women did a really wild version of that on one of their Alligator releases, and the Queen of the Blues in Detroit, Thornetta Davis, does a nice version of Wild Women Don't Get the Blues, and she says at the end, believe it if you want to. Ida Cox, 10:47 here at the Juke Joint, and I'm now going to play two more tunes from Booker T and the MGs, who will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Earlier in the show, we heard half a dozen tracks featuring their work as the house band for the Stax and Volt labels, and we also heard a couple of their instrumental hits, including Green Onions, earlier in the broadcast. And I've neglected to mention to you, Richard Lay from Redmond, Oregon, said, when you play Green Onions, be sure to tell them that is not a B3 and Leslie used on that or any of their early recordings. It was a cheaper Hammond M1 or an M3 Spinet or with no Leslie. So I should have mentioned that earlier, just in case you were wondering. Let's turn to two more tunes from Booker T and the MGs. We're going to go back to 1967 on an instrumental that reached number 6 on the R&B charts. Hip Hugger. That was Booker T and the MGs from 1969, a top 10 pop hit for them that in the spring of 1969. That was a tune titled Time is Tight. Had a great time spinning the Blues Hall of Famers. I hope you had a good time listening to the diversity of material from the 1920s on up to, oh, I can't even remember what was. Well, we opened up the show tonight with a couple of new releases from 2019. And hope you enjoyed those as well. I got time for one more tune, and I haven't played this by William Clark in quite a while.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only a quarter to 12.
That's Little Walter letting me know it's time to close the doors of the Juke Joint, but leave your radio set right where it is because Mike Johnson is in next with Destination Out. David Ginsberg heard my comment that I didn't know who the organ was on those two Aretha Franklin tracks in her tribute to Dinah Washington. He said that was Paul Griffin on the organ. And he said Griffin played on many of Dylan's recordings, including Like a Rolling Stone, Queen Jane Approximately, Positively 4th Street, and some other tracks. Thanks, David. I appreciate you taking the time to look up that information for me. I also heard from Bruce. He didn't say where he was listening, but he said, he says, on his way home from camp in the Jordan River Valley, wanted to know if I could play some Helen Humes with Count Basie. Well, I didn't get to it tonight. Thanks for the request. I do appreciate that. And Rhett, a fine blues guitarist, dropped me a line and really enjoyed the Count Basie stuff from 1938. Thanks for dropping me a line. I appreciate it. I'll be back in this spot with another 3 hours of the blues next week. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.